B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I went to a small Catholic high school in Pottstown, and they did this. One of our principals was like a real like South Philly guy. You know, he was just big on Rocky, and I was a Rocky fan my whole life. And they did this contest when the movie Rocky Balboa came out. And, you know, if you got the most questions right, you got free tickets to the movie. And I won the contest. So I kind of feel like, you know, I'm a little bit, not to brag, but somewhat of an expert. And Rocky IV, I love, it's after one for me. Rocky IV.
Wow.
Is right after Rocky. Yeah.
And not over two?
Yeah, there's just so many. And I got to be honest, Rocky III, I think, is one of the, like, I love Rocky III because of how corny it is.
Right.
One of the lines that my friends and I always say is the one where Rock bails Paulie out of jail and he's yelling at him and he's like, you know, friends don't know. And he's like, friends do because they want to do, or they like they help because they want to have, they're like pushing each other or whatever.
Oh, it's the best.
Shots up. And like, I don't know, just Rocky IV, I thought Apollo Creed.
Can I have a job? Can I have a job?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, when Apollo dies and then like, you know, when he's like, you will lose. Like, I just like, and then the James Brown cameo, man. I mean, come
that's
on.
True. That's true. The James Brown was big. The James Brown, yeah. The James Brown, I was big. I still don't think I gotta go three over. I don't like the four, man. The Russian angle and the blonde.
So what would you? I mean, I think we agree that
it's better than five.
Who's so other than
I go one, two, three, six, four, five, and then if put the Creed would come in after two or three.
What was the, and just real quick, if you ever want to test, and the name eludes me now, but it's one of the best Rocky trivia questions ever to find out if someone is really a true fan, is you ask them in Rocky I, who was Apollo Creed supposed to fight? And then he got hurt and Rocky took over. I'm pretty sure the guy's last name is a color, but that's always a good
Matt Brown question. Or something was
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
something Lee Brown, something.
Yeah,
there was. Yeah, and who else? He's going for a list of fighters, right? Remember? And
yeah.
Well, what about so and so? Gained 50 pounds and whatever. There's nobody would fight, and he goes, "Is there anything better than give a man of Italian descent?" The chance at the heavyweight title.
I loved Apollo. And you're right. Duke was a very underrated.
Oh, the Duke was the man. I'm with you. Good stuff, Danny. Yeah. Thanks, brother.
You're right. It was a color. Mac Lee Green.
I thought it was something Lee Brown. Yeah, Mac Lee Green.
Speaking of these random lines, Joe tweets.
That's a great line. Mac Lee Green.
Joe tweets in a random one. I'll just play the audio for you.
What's the matter with you?
Feel like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
He's chasing the chicken around.
That was the best.
He's got the shirt with all the holes in it.
That's two. He's in the alleyway. Chasing the chicken. Speed. What's he say? You're going to crap thunder.
Eat thunder or eat lightning and crap thunder.
You're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder. The greatest, though, was the when he gets the opportunity. Like, the premise of the movie, I'm sorry, like, I know it's the oldest movie ever and it's the most cliche movie ever, but when you sit and watch it, again, you're watching it with your little boy, it's kind of, like, cool. And you realize how great it was. And when he gets the shot and Mickey comes to the apartment, and he's beating around a bush to try to make him trick because he had lost his locker. Yo, man, I dig your locker, right? And then he goes.
What happened to my lock?
Yeah, he's in a bad mood. Yeah, I'm in a bad mood too, right? And then he takes him. Then Mickey goes to the apartment.
Yes.
What about me? My house stink?
Rocky's throwing the... He doesn't have a dartboard. He's just throwing the darts at the
door.
The bathroom thing.
And he's got... And Mickey's telling Mr. C, me, this is me. And they poked holes through my cheek with a nail, you know. You're listening to 97.5 The Fan, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right, let's keep it going. Karate Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Karate!
What'd you say, paper champion? Come on, man. The line after line after line from those movies. It doesn't ever get old. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing on this beautiful
What's day? Going on, my brother?
I'm feeling great. It's good to have you back, cuz. Good to have you back. Andrew, I got to ask you one thing. You're a newly happy married guy, right? You enjoying yourself as a married man?
Yeah, things are going all right.
Clubber Lang says to you, hey, woman, what's your response?
If Clubber Lang says it to me, I go, all right, take her. No. Go ahead.
No, comparing the two movies, first of all, Rocky IV is one of those horribly, horribly good, incredibly good movies. What I think makes the movie epically good is the soundtrack. It gets me in the feels every time. That little feeling you get in the top of the nose and between the eyes where you're not quite tearing, but it's just like, yeah, it might happen if I fully let go. The soundtrack in that movie just makes you feel like you could do anything in the world.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It. No, it really is. With the underrated music, there's like a lot of underrated music in parts of... No, that's not it.
Hey, woman.
No.
Hey, woman.
No.
Listen here. Where's this not- your man ain't got no heart. You like to see a real man.
Nah. Get that off.
That's the best.
Rocky IV soundtrack while I get the rest
of it. Oh, no, you want Rocky IV?
That's the soundtrack.
Oh, no, it's so cheesy, man. Oh, it's horrible.
I could do a triple backflip when that song's on. Come on.
Oh, terrible. Karate Mark. Karate Mark, what are you doing? You're doing some great works in the community.
Oh, thank you. We are. Alicia and I, we actually just started the America Cares Foundation. What I'll do, I'll send you the link on your Twitter right now while we're talking. It's the America Cares Foundation, and what Alicia and I are doing...
For the audience, Karate Mark has a karate studio, which is why you got the name Karate Mark.
Yes, and Alicia and I try our best to give back to the community and do what we can, and the past has been good to us, and we now have the time, the availability, and we just want to. We started this program. It provides free martial arts to kids and adults with special needs. The program is up and running. We're currently even on a wait list, so we're looking for donations so that we can turn it into a full-time program. It's just been absolutely amazing. The greatest decision we've ever made, not just as a married couple, but as a business team. It's been so much fun. So if anybody in the community, you have special needs, someone in the family, and you'd like to get them involved in a martial arts program, we're up in Northeast Philly, and that's on the house.
That's awesome, man. That's great stuff. That's great for the kids to make them feel good. And that's awesome. Keep it up, man. I'm proud of you, Karate Mark. It's great.
Thank you, Anthony. I really appreciate that.
Big time, man.
Bring that up.
No, I love that stuff. And special needs kids. My mother used to teach special needs kids.
They're beautiful. Yep. You know, we do the not just for kids, but for adults as well. And the family members and the caretakers that take care of them. It's a 24-hour job.
Yes.
So if I could take them off their hands for 1 hour a week, it'd be my pleasure.
That's awesome. Keep it up, brother. All right.
I'll post
Prouty.
The info on your guys' Twitter.
Please
Thank
do.
You, I love
Please
you guys.
Do.
Welcome
Please
back,
do.
Ref.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, KM. You got too much four. The four music's bad.
Come on.
Two music is it, well. One music is the great, like the not the normal one music, right? The cliche one music.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do, 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 do. What are you doing? What's he doing? Right? She's so bad. How hard is it to go do, 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 do? She can't get that right.
Listen.
This is a great song,
by the way.
This is Frank Stallone.
By the way, Frank's got a nice voice.
Yeah.
But how lucky is he to have Sly as his brother?
Oh, man, Frank's the main, cuz.
Yeah, but Sly hooked him up.
Come on. This is great.
This is a good song.
Come on.
Hanging around the trash can, the burning trash can.
Hey, woman. You know what's funny? I watched Broxdale, too. And then so they had, you know, they had, like, guys in the corner sticking in the corner. In every, and that was those dudes. Oh, my God. Do-do-do-do. That's the best.
What a franchise.
That's the best. It is the greatest, man. All right. 6-1-0.
I just can't wait for Rocky to fight in the nursing home in Rocky 12.
No, I know. That's what, like, it's, you know, it's kind of, it ended with, yes, you know, Creed. Yeah, the Creed. It just, it moved on to a different form. And then it'll spawn. And then it'll spawn like an MMA thing or something.
Meanwhile, Rocky's done. He retired, but John Rambo is still fighting off terrorists. They just made another movie.
I didn't see that one.
I haven't yet, but I kind of want to see it. I'm a big Rambo fan. That's a Saturday morning guilty pleasure is Rambo for me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all three of them 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's good. The first one is great.
It's awesome. Oh, it's over.
All right. 610-632.
Hey,
oh, why it makes me laugh. Predicting pain. It's so bad. And all of a sudden, how did he start to conjugate verbs? Seriously. Right? Or he goes from, I'm just a palooka, right? To that all of a sudden.
Prediction? Yes, prediction. Pain.
Staring into the camera.
All right, let's talk about the uncles. Like I was telling you, it's funny. I got a friend of mine, Ramon Horn. Good man, Ramon. And so Ramon just lost his company car. That was a perk, and they did away with the perk, and now all of a sudden, he's got to get a car. And he's like, you know, I got 30 days to go get a car. And, you know, that's something you plan for, right? It's something you got to go, all right, well, what are you going to do with the budget? Let's put away some money for it. Let's figure it out. Well, all of a sudden, you get hit with it, and, you know, you're not expecting it. That's why you got to go to the uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, and something like that happens. They've seen it all, all right? FamilyAutos.com online is how you check them out. They're at the Airport Auto Mall in person. They got always great deals going on. Right now, you can drive home a new Jeep or Ram for $159 down or $159 a month. But it goes beyond the deals because you can get deals in places. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul are the best. They've seen everything. They're going to work with you. You're going to fall in love with them. And when I tell you, I send everybody, not because we do commercials or any of that stuff. I believe in these. Like, I know them. They're family to me. And that family thing, it means something to them. So make sure you check them out. If you're in need like Ramon, you got to get something quick, or you're just looking for a new car, you need a new deal, you go to Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram. You're going to be more than a customer. You're going to be family. Online anytime at FamilyAutos.com. Savings and down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for details. The offer ends February 29th, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Feast after shave, pick one.
Action.
Go now.
Action.
In the morning, I splash it on and it makes me smell manly.
Smell manly? Cut. Is that smell manly? Can we read that right?
I read good. Yo, for the baby. Smell makes me smell manly. A classic.
And you're right. And then in Rocky 3.
Rocky 3 is conjugating verbs. Here you go. All of a sudden, he's an English teacher.
Got a master's degree.
Yeah. And then
you lost it, kid. You're not hungry anymore. You lost your appetite.
The best. Flyers, meanwhile. But it was a great. Listen, I know last night was not a pretty Sixer win, but I'll take it. Without Ben, you come back from that horrible 44-8 run. God, it's unbelievable. I've never seen a team give up runs, and they got to figure out. I don't know what the heck is wrong with Big Al. Oof. -26 in a tie game at the last night.
I'm telling you, he didn't want to play defense.
It's the start of overtime.
He was standing there in the middle of the paint, and they were just driving right past him.
I don't understand it.
It's like he forgot how to play basketball. He had the Space Jam aliens come in.
Yeah. 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 You're right. He looks like he got space jammed. Space jammed up. Yeah, I agree. Let's go to T. Will. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T. Will.
Welcome back, cuz.
Thank you, T. Will. What's happening, my man?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to get out of the house. You know how it is.
Yeah, you pick a good day to go back to work, man. It's all nice and sunny out. A little chill outside. It's right up your weather, right?
It's too cold, but other than that, you know. We got the fun thing about today. Yeah, it's just chewiest weather right now.
Yeah, just a little nippy for myself.
Yeah, it's too cold for me.
Hey, Claude, remember the classic line in Rocky 3 when Paulie got in the ring with Thunderlips? He goes, "I don't sweat you."
Yes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Thunderlips, he knocks him one punch square in the face. Now, could you imagine if Hulk Hogan had punched Paulie in the face like that? That's a Rudy Tomjanovich piece.
Yeah, he still
breaks
asleep.
His face.
We'd still be asleep right now.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, man. Yo, get up, Balbo. You want some more? I got a lot of more. Come on. hit him with haymakers, and he's still not going down.
Like, yeah.
That was makes it so great, man. But I don't know. You're a little off base, though. Four's got some classics, man. Four's a classic.
See, there's not a line in four that I have the go-to line for me.
You can't win. Oh, Adrian, maybe I can, but maybe I can't. But I gotta try as a man. And then he plays the No Way Out. And he's driving the Ferrari.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That
does nothing for me. There's not, like, I'm a man of lines, of movie lines, great lines. I quote lines all the time. There's not one line I go to. I mean, listen, Rocky 3's got 10 times 50 lines that I go to before
Rocky,
4.
Yeah, Rocky 3's one of my favorites. Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
I feel like I'm in the Bruno Brothers with this cheese. Come on now.
Cuz, man, you got to open your heart a little bit for Rocky IV.
Nah, I can't. Four or five.
Sour.
I know.
Miserable.
I know.
Four or five
out. Out.
Hey, listen, let's talk some business real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So last night, you say a win's a win, and we'll take it. So we're looking at roughly as Sixer fans and as, looking for the playoffs to try to get that third seed. So I think the Sixers got to go 20-7 the rest of the way.
Yes.
To try to get that third seed.
That's the target that Chulis and I came up with as well, 20-7. And, you know, that's why the win was big. That's why I'm taking it.
Now, with Brett Brown's rotation, and we've all been through this, we all think what we think Brett Brown should do, and then we know what Brett Brown's going to do. And I think that's why, you know, we're all so in uproar and very bitter about the situation, because Brett is not going to play to what we know what he should do. He's going to keep feeling it out till the last minute, and then do, what we want him to do. And by that time, it might be too late.
Well, what do you mean? Let's talk about it. So you're talking about shorten his rotation, right?
Shorten his rotation.
No Neto and no Shake.
No Neto, no Shake. And we went in the last night, from the morning show, yesterday, Tunis,
right.
Mikey, everyone said, this would be a great time to play Jay Rich. No Neto, no Shake, maybe. Let's see what Alan Burks has.
Well, he had Burks in there, yeah.
All right. What's he come out the starting lineup? He had Neto.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like Neto a little bit. I mean, I agree with you. But let's see what the lineup becomes. Listen, if he's still playing Neto when Ben's back and it's 10 games in, then you got a point.
Well, last year when we went to Boston and we had to shorten the rotation. No, not last year, year before. Because when Covington played so bad, he took himself out the gate. And we wanted Brett to shorten the rotation. He played McConnell. When everyone said, don't play McConnell, because he was a defensive liability. And what did he do? He played McConnell. Brett does everything we don't want him to do to the last second, cuz.
Let me just say it. All right. Like, listen, he made the move with Horford off the bench.
We've been calling for that since November.
I get it. You hear me. I'm with you. I've been saying it as well. But he did it. Let me see him. Sure. Let me see what he's got. Because I know he was experimenting on things.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think his shortened lineup should be? Who's the first coming off the bench? Who's the last?
So it's the starting five with Robinson.
Right.
And then you go Matisse. Because he's your defensive guy.
Right.
Horford, Korkmaz, Burks. That's the rotation.
I think Burks and Korkmaz should switch. Just because of defensive purposes.
Well, it doesn't matter.
In the playoffs.
I'm going to go with the hot hand. Whoever's hot. If Korkmaz is hot, then I ride Korkmaz. If Burks is hot, I ride Burks. That's I'm going to look at those two in that sense. Matisse gets a ton of minutes because I love his game. I love his defense. He's playing a ton of minutes. Horford's off the bench, second unit.
Right. Now, if Matisse gets in the early foul trouble, because he's been picking up a lot of tic-tac fouls lately, if he gets in foul trouble early, then maybe we might see Burks and Korkmaz earlier than what we want. But I agree with you, though. I think that should be the lineup, but does Brett agree with us?
Yes, I'm going to say T. Will. Thanks, brother. Yes, I'm going to say that. Now again, I have no bear. You could be right, but I'm going to say yes because I think it's obvious. Like I don't. I mean, you got nine guys. I mean, some teams play seven in the playoffs, eight max. Nine is a lot. And again, when I do my Korkmaz, Burks, it's whoever's hot. Whoever I can who come off the bench hit some threes. And Jay Rich is my backup point guard. And that's it. Korkmaz may get, 15 minutes one game and he'll go get four the next. The same thing with Burks. Same thing with Robinson. I don't know. I mean, Robinson's going to get some minutes, but he's going to start because I like the way the offense moves.
How many minutes do you think Horford starts playing? Because he only played 19 last night. In an overtime game.
Without Ben.
Without Ben. That's telling. I mean, he was terrible last night, right?
So yeah, he was.
Obviously, when he's playing well, you're going to keep him in. That's basketball. And the Clippers game, I think he played, 28 minutes off the bench? But he only played 19 last night. And if come playoff time, if Joe's going to be playing 40 minutes like he did last night, and Ben's going to be playing 40 minutes, was Horford going to log you 15 to maybe 15 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, it all depends on what his production is. There'll be times when at the end of a game they keep them in. It also depends on matchups too. Teams going big, teams going small. Where are you having your best impact? You're going to mix and match. I mean, that's why this team has enough talent. This team has enough talent to beat Milwaukee. Now, we'll see tomorrow, because I'm looking forward to it. Ben, assuming he plays, we saw one Sixer win, one convincing Bucks win, one convincing Sixer win. Game three of the matchup in Milwaukee tomorrow night, national TV. So I need Ben to play.
How about the Hawks helping us out a little bit last night?
Yeah, it was a good win. Good win for the Hawks. That's a good little team.
Yeah, I love Trae Young.
It really is. Vince, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vin.
Women weaken legs. Real quick, on the Sixers, I didn't really tune in until the second half because I was caught up in the Flyers and the Temple game. I mean, Temple almost blew that game last night, but I'm glad they pulled it out.
Yeah, coming back into UConn.
Yeah. Now, I'm just wondering, because I heard a bunch of people still complaining, at least last night after the Sixers, about, you know, falling behind by that much. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's still a good win, the fact that they rallied and they fought back. I don't know. I don't know if you talked about that or not. But
yeah, no, we did. I mean, they were horrible. I mean, let's face it, they deserved getting booed. They had no, their offense was stagnant. It was bad. I mean, it was a horrible stretch of basketball. And Charles talked about it at halftime, how bad, how disjointed sometimes they look and how the runs they give up, they go on these crazy runs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, like I said, I go back to what you said before about hitting the delete button, and we'll see, you know, what happens the rest of the year. You know, it's funny. I've been walking, you know, when I walk around the neighborhood, like, because I'm all over the place down here, I always think of Rocky movies, man. It's incredible. I mean, first of all, 3 over 4 any day of the week. I mean, but, you know, like, I go by what I call, like, on Jackson Street, the "Hey, Rocky, screw you, creepo" house. I always bring my friends from out of town.
You
always
want to be a whore?
Yeah. You know, I walk by, you know, the church parking lot, you know, the whole scene. Man, it's, like, hysterical. But like I said, it's so
good. Follow call mine.
Yeah. And I still remember, you know, the scene at the car, you know, with the guys always driving there. You know,
the best.
Both yelling at each other. He's going, "My ears, the both the ears," you know, like that kind of stuff.
But the best was? Where he's outside Pat Steaks.
Yeah.
And he's got a cigarette.
Yeah.
And he gives him, Gazzo gives him money.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and grabs a cigarette out of his mouth.
Yeah.
"Oh, you're in training. Yo."
Yeah.
Gazzo was a great character. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny, though. And then I even go, take it a step further. I was out in Pittsburgh. I forget how many years ago it was. You know, remember that phony Tent and Wolf movie? You know,
yeah.
That was bad. Because they were telling me, I said, "Yeah, look, I know where the real Tent and Wolf is. Nothing like that over here."
Right.
But it's like, I always get a kick out of, you know, wherever we film stuff down here. But yeah, there's so many great Rocky. And like I said, I could watch one, even with the cheesy MSG crowd footage and, you know, they filmed it at the L.A. Sports Arena. You know, all those things. It's still like a great movie with all those, like, you know, the cheesiness of the production. You know, it's like and of course, the music's always the best for the most part. Was it Bill Conti, I think?
I mean, it was incredible. There's so much underrated music in the film that's not the main one, the main piece. Boston Scott!
Yeah. By the way, you know what's great about this music you just played now? I always call it, like, kind of moment of truth music, you know, because, like, here it is, you know?
It's like
now it's, you know, this is what you've trained for and everything else. That's why I think that's such a great scene, that whole,
I agree.
He's fighting, you know, that moment, you know?
I like it. All right, Vince, listen, we're going to put you on hold for the case of beer. So hold on. Giving away a case of beer an hour. Who won last hour?
I think his name was Corey. Or was it Corey? He was the man that met my father.
Oh, yeah.
Corey. I think he was from Alney. So he's our winner.
Okay. Congratulations.
Nice case of Labatt Blue.
I like to give away the beer. Everyone,
every case Friday? Of beer. It's nice.
It's pretty good.
Well, it's like this show. It's like we're at the bar.
I feel like I'm giving away good cheer. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
No, I like the Eagle. Fighter Bells, Judith.
You lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
But let her train you!
No, it is great. Just listen to that part and you get chills. But when you were doing the, when we did the Bells and the Eagles,
that was Boston Scott.
That was the greatest, dude. I still, like, I want to incorporate that with, like, a Flyers coming back. It's an Eagle! Or Sixers. It's Ben. There's Joe and Bean. Where you get a little Tom McGinnis with that in the background. That works. I'll get you psyched. Joe in Denver. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Anthony. How you doing today, man?
What's up, brother?
Oh, so not much, man. Glad to hear you back. Glad to hear you feeling
better. Thank you.
That's good, man. No, listen, I just thought about this. You was right. I mean, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, I don't remember, you and I had a disagreement. I said, Ben Simmons is not shooting. He's never going to do what he's supposed to do and all that kind of stuff.
No, I remember we talked about the city of Denver.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good city.
So, it's like I said, I think that we're going to turn the corner now. I got to flip the script a little bit here, you know? It's like, I think they're going to go 21-5 the rest of the way. I checked out the schedule. They got 5-6 tough games, but the rest they can handle. So, I got them at 21-5. We're taking the 3 seeds.
Well, so, that would be
not
great.
Not nothing, but I'm just saying.
So, we were trying to go 19-7, right? The records. We had 20-7. If they go 21-5... Then they're I think they can win the 3 seed going 19-7.
I agree. I think they could do a little bit better, man. But 19-7 will get the job done. But yeah, it'll be fun the rest of the way. And but you know, I'm a huge from Philly too. You know, I moved out here, but whatever. But you can take the kid out of Philly, but you can't get the Philly out of the kid. That's how it is, you know.
So where's that's cool, man. So you find any Philadelphia bars out there? Or?
Oh, yeah, there's a few we hang out to. There's Eagle fans all over the country, man. Yeah. There's Philly sports fans everywhere, man. It's a great fan base for the whole, you know, we got tons of people
out
here.
You have an interesting accent because you have, like, a blend. You still have a piece. I can still sense a piece of Philadelphia. And you still...
Oh, it's like, yeah. It never goes away. My little girl, I mean, I know I'm a huge Rocky fan, and I'm teaching her, you know. She's learning, you know. She's 5 years old. I named her Adrian.
That's awesome.
You know, because she's my Adrian. It's like, she knows things I'm teaching her already. Like, she thinks that's, you know, Sylvester Stallone named her.
Oh, that's
cute. You know, she's like, Dad, you know. Rocky knew me much, but I got my name. I said, yeah, no, that's true. And we'll watch the movie together and everything like that. And when she was 6 months old, we was back home in Philly, you know, friends of the family and everything. I took her to see, you know, the Rocky statue. We took pictures and everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Now she's got friends that comes over to the house or whatever, and she'll show her friends. See, that's me and Rocky. We're here in Philly, you know, back in Rocky's town, she calls it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, Rocky, you know, it's awesome, but one of my best lines is like, I saw you hit that man like I never saw a man get hit before, and the man kept coming after you. Let it go. Let it go. You're the champ. I know what you're feeling. Let it go.
Rocky too, man.
That's one of the best. You got to play that.
It is. It's awesome. I'm completely with you on that. That's Rocky too. I saw you hit that man, and that man kept coming. That's the Duke, because the Duke rules, Joe. Thanks, brother. Duke is the best. Come on, man. Did you know Joe had a little bit of a sly tone to him?
He did. Sounded like him a little bit.
Right? Like it an interesting accent. He had a little sly stone to him.
By the way, my best man, Jack, on the text board, he says Rocky IV is the best.
The Rocky IV is the best of what?
Of the Rocky franchise.
Yeah, who is it?
His name's Jack. My best man at my wedding.
Man, you got to get new friends.
I meant to talk to him.
Yeah, you got to get new friends, bro. Come on. You know, like my man, Tyler. Tyler got exasperated when he heard that. What's your order?
So my order is 1, 2... 435.
One, two,
I was going four over
we're
three.
We're six.
Oh, Balboa in there? I guess. All right. So 1, 2, 4, 3, Balboa, 5.
So your only mistake is 4 over 3.
It's not a mistake. It's the truth.
No, the 4 is heinous. Is there think about lines. Do you have any go-to lines in 4?
Anything Drago. If he dies, he dies.
That's terrible. That's a bad line.
I must break you.
Throw the damn towel. I must break you. Go on, Bo. Seriously. What do you think? It's Tyrone.
Tyrone's a big Rocky IV guy, right? Oh, he's nodding his head. Yes.
You don't go 4 over 3, do you?
Over 3, yeah, he says.
Oh, no. Again, take the line test. Which lines do you go? You got way more 3. Hey, woman.
Hey, woman.
Way more lines come out of 3 than 4. I must break you's horrible line.
What?
Terrible.
You can't go horrible.
Horrid.
Stop.
Come on, man. That's a violation for you to say that. It's horrible. That movie's horrid. I must break you. It's just a tad better than 5.
Oh, man, they're shooting five them up, shooting them up with steroids during the workout scene.
5 was worse than Godfather 3.
Well, yeah, but what you're also underestimating is some of the things. What about when he runs up the mountain from the KGB?
Oh, terrible. KGB.
He's got on the church shoes. He runs straight up the mountain.
Like, get out. It's terrible. He's like, go off Snyder Avenue.
Matt Hughes tweets in, Rocky IV, you mean the one where the American boxer single-handedly ends the Cold War with his fists? Realistic and glorious.
Great. That's like when Stallone ended World War II and beat the Nazis in soccer.
Well... Listen,
what about the Russians? He beat the Nazis.
What about the training montage? He's training in Siberia. He's got a perfect goal.
I know, Siberia. Right. You're right. He's got a golden tan.
Even though he's training in Siberia.
He's got gel in his hair.
Yeah. Then, how about there's a part of the training montage? All of a sudden, the trainer popped his shirt off.
Yeah, yeah, right.
For no reason.
Right.
Makes it all. Come on, man.
Three actually wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, 3.
You lay off that pet shop game.
All right, let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? That great Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Street Row Bed Sale. 4 for 4. We talk about all things that we treasure. Like, we're on this kick today of the Rocky kick because I was watching it sick bed with Little Massimo. And Parks Casino, man. That's our own little treasure. The Flyers. I keep looking at the Flyers to win the East. That's not a bad thing. Tyrone, not bad, man. Not bad to think about. I kind of like it. Look at this. I mean, look, and you catch some big numbers to win it all. Who knows? Travis, connect me. And the Fly guys. Check out all the props and all the futures. You can check out all the futures for the NBA, too. I still think 10-9-8 out of the East. I still think the parlay, the two East parlay double-doubles still in play. It's not over yet. Just go to ParksCasino.com/PA or download the app and use my promo code CuzzaRadio. You get a insight credit up to $500, free bet added to your account. Cuz Radio is the promo code. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
got something for you.
Who you got?
He's on the left wing wall.
Wow!
The puck out in center.
Wow!
Want to regroup with a minute and 16 seconds to play. Konechny right wing pass. He's in. Looking at the net. Kevin Hayes shoots. He scores! The overtime winner by Kevin Hayes. His second of the year. And the Flyers beat the Blue Jackets in overtime 4-3.
What did we talk about? You gotta have speed.
Speed!
Coach, he's
like Mickey!
Here's Joel. Oh, boy, what a move by Embiid! Right on DeAndre Jordan. A Euro step. And Embiid mimics his own move as he changes ends.
That's awesome!
Milton trying to get away from Dinwiddie. Shot clock at 7. He goes to Alec Burks. Burks may have to create on his own. Into the lane. Sidesteps one man. Flips it up. It's gone! What a shot by Alec Burks! Weaving into the lane. Slithery to two defenders. Scoring it off the glass.
Wow!
Tom McGinnis! Hey, woman!
Slithering off the glass! You know what's amazing? You can make two, like, let's face it, right? Two nondescript games. They were good. So I'm excited. I'm happy. They both win-win. But it's two nondescript February games, right? But you put that behind
all of a sudden,
they sound like enormous.
Sounds like Game 7.
It does. It's enormous. I gotta get Embiid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.